Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, boom, boom.
What's up, everybody? Good morning on your morning cup of sports right here on RadioAFS.com. Fat Boy Media, GRCP Army with Farmer and B. Evans. Good morning, Mr. Farmer. How you doing today, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. B. What's up, brother?
Man, not much. I had worked my ass off last night.
You froze your ass off or you worked your ass off?
I worked my ass off, man. I worked. Look, everything that could have went wrong last night almost did go wrong. I mean, it was one thing after another. Everything running around and just chaotic and crazy. Just
kind of sound like Le'Veon Bell being arrested on drunk driving.
Man, well, you know, I was going to, there's a running back joke in there somewhere, and I just kind of lost it, so.
You know, Le'Veon, you just should have stayed on unemployment and everything else. You know, that's, I just don't get that, B. I really don't. I don't get how these multimillionaires, and that, you know, bazillionaires, some of them, but multimillionaires can't afford an Uber.
Well, what I don't understand is why they got to be so damn stupid in the first place. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to sign you to a multi-million dollar contract where you're making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. And if you get hurt, we're still going to pay you. If you don't play one game, we're still going to pay you. So let's go ahead and go out and get stupid because, hey, we're going to make our money and then we're going to get really dumb and eventually we're going to lose our job and then we're not going to get paid and then we're going to look at the organization like it's all their fault.
Wait, are we talking about Le'Veon Bell or are we talking about now Colin Kaepernick?
I'm talking about all of them. They're all damn idiots.
Okay. All right.
I just don't understand the purpose in getting just going out and getting stupid drunk and then driving home. Anybody for that matter. Okay. Whether you make millions of dollars a year or if you make $19 or $19,000 a year, And for those of you who don't know what $19,000 a year is or looks like, join the military and become an E1, the very lowest rank you can get. That's right. Football players make millions a year, and a soldier in the United States military fighting for your fucking freedom makes barely $20,000 a year. Let that sink in for just a quick moment and tell me where the hell is our priorities wrong at in this damn country of ours. Sorry. I'm not going to get on this soapbox today.
Hold on. I'm going to let this soak in. Okay. It soaked in.
Yep.
That's why you go to college. Then you become an officer, and then you don't make $19,000 a year. But anyway, carry on.
No. See, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, you can go to college and not have to be an officer. Okay, I know plenty of people that were enlisted into the military that have college and chose not to be an officer and wanted to work their way up through the ranks, this and that. They didn't want to be an officer. They wanted to be enlisted. And, you know, they can start off at a higher rank, you know, because they have a college degree and this and that. They can actually have the opportunity to start off. But when the lowest pay scale is less than what you can make at McDonald's a year,
I know, dude.
Come on, man. There's a problem with that.
I, you're preaching to the choir. Jump off the soapbox. Hop in to the KFC bath bomb. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
Hell no, because I think Big Buck Bill's going to try and slide into that tub with you.
Come on. It's okay. I promise. It's okay in here.
So, I don't know, man. It just, that bothers me that these players get out there. And you know, I'm sorry. I watched a video today that,
you're talking about it?
I watched a video today, and, okay, you know, in the video, he makes a very valid
then
point.
What are you sorry about?
You know,
I'm really confused today now, B.
I'm confused, too. But just bear with me here. We'll make it through this, Farmer. But
all right. Way too early for this shit.
It is. But he had made the comment, you know, talking about, you know, the heroes, this and that. It's Veterans Day coming up. So, of course, naturally, he was talking about what people view veterans as and, you know, equality and everything. And, you know, he mentioned the fact that, you know, the real heroes aren't the people that put on a helmet and run around on a big ass rectangular, you know, piece of grass. You know, they're not
right.
People that bounce a ball up and down and, you know, hit a ball with a bat. It's the real heroes are the ones out there fighting for everyone's freedom.
Well,
that
too,
yes.
Yeah.
But
you know, they're nurses, they're doctors, they're firemen, they're your police officers. That's right, people. Police officers, them, your military, your teachers, your coaches, every single one of them are your superheroes, and you need to change your priorities, and you need to stop glamifying a LeBron James. You need to stop glamifying any of these professional sport athletes saying, I want to be like Mike. No, yeah, I want to be like Mike, the police officer, or I want to be like Mike, the firefighter, or I want to be like, you know, General Petraeus. I want to be like him. You know, don't please stop, you know, with the glamifying of professional athletes. I want to be like Brian. I want to be like B. Evans and, you know, be a corporate kiss ass. That's what I want to be like.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I may change my profile picture to yours just so I can be like you.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So when are you going to change that hideous thing? I'm starting to think that you like the Seattle Seahawks.
That thing's been changed.
Oh. right.
Yeah,
sure?
It was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm actually going to check right now, but
is
it was
this
on.
Where
a,
I can tell you, is this
well,
where I can tell you I made you look?
It was on a timer that was supposed to actually change back, and I had even gotten a notification that said that it was being changed back to what it was. I'm looking right now, and it's still standing there. What the hell?
Just saying.
Not okay.
You like that picture?
Yeah, that's definitely not okay.
I was like, oh, B. Evans must be a Seattle Seahawks fan now. I don't know.
Oh, no. Hell no. Here you go. Bam. There you go.
So
it's now
what am
changed.
I changing? What am I changing my profile picture now because I want to be like B. Evans?
That's right. Now you can go see my profile picture.
All right. I will eventually.
Man.
And the only way that I knew, B, that it hasn't changed is because your Facebook Messenger still had those colors on it and will continue to have those colors on it for a couple days.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Well, deal with it. Take it up with the fuckbook. I mean Facebook. I mean whatever it's called.
Fuckbook, I think, is the adult Facebook.
Well, I wouldn't know. So how about you Google it and figure it out? As he's Googling it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Captain
no,
Google.
Not going to be Googling for an adult Facebook.
All right. Hey, you know, different strokes for different folks. So if somebody wants to go to fuckbook.com, please do so and create a profile with Brian's picture on there and see what you can work out.
As a disclaimer, I'd like to put out that the sandwich maker is listening. So if you get notified that there is a fuckbook profile with my picture on it, it's not me. This is Farmer Fuckery right here.
I love it.
Man, you can get me in the
that
dog
is catfishing.
House.
That is the catfish of all catfishing right there.
I'd be so mad.
I even have your email address. Ladies and gentlemen, if we really, 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 really want to get back with B. Evans for all the fuckery that he has done to Farmer, please email me at farmer.
What are you talking about? No!
At
gmail.com. No!
We can help
Wait
you.
A minute.
I can help you.
No, sir.
What?
Hold on.
What?
There is no fuckery from B. Evans to Farmer. Ever.
Really? Penis-shaped waffles.
I only speak what you're out there doing, man.
Oh. So again, or just call into the hotline and tell me that you want to start this fuckbook. At 646-668-8467, or go to our Facebook page, Twitter page, or wherever you can find your Morning Cup of Sports and or Radio AFS, send them a message, and I promise you, it will get back to me. Are you a little worried now, B?
Hell no, I'm not worried. I challenge. Let's go. Do it. And you better hope I don't find out who it was that did it, because I'm going to tell you right now. I'm telling you right now, it's bad business for you. I will embarrass the shit out of whoever it is.
Hey, just remember, bad business is generally good business. Just saying.
It's better than no business, I guess, right?
Hey, exactly. You know, a rub and tug from an ugly chick is still a rub and tug.
Oh, my God.
What? Truth, right? It's still bad business, but it's good business, right?
Don't even talk to me no more. I'm done.
16 minutes into the show. I didn't even get that yesterday. I get it. 16 minutes into the show?
Damn, 16 minutes into the show. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Hey, you know what, though?
What?
I came across something that I thought you would
really?
Like.
Really? How old are you and you finally found it? I'm confused now.
Well, I said at the end of that, I was like, that I thought you would like, and then there you go talking about that. So, well, maybe you weren't too embarrassed or upset about that, those penis-shaped waffles with the cheese-stuffed sausage wrapped up inside. But
right, because
you know,
because then on the bottom, because then on the bottom, I took your you know, a nice headshot of you, and I'm like, can you please put this person's picture engraved or stenciled into this penis-shaped waffle for me? He's kind of a dickhead.
Yeah, go ahead and put my name on it so Farmer can eat me whenever he wants to talk shit. Nah.
Fuck you,
Farmer. I haven't heard that one in a while.
I had to do it. Oh, shit. Oh, man. That was funny.
Go to El Paso.
I actually, you know, he sent me a message. I sent him a video.
Well, wow.
And,
he's not ducking and dodging you anymore?
Well, he never answers the phone when I call. That's for sure. But he at least replies back when I message him. But,
right.
Did I send you the message? Did I send you the video with the brothers? The two twin brothers?
Yes.
Okay, well, I sent that to him. And he had replied this morning, about an hour ago. And I asked him if we were going to hear from the Passinator on the show. He didn't reply to that, though. I wonder why.
I think we scared him away.
I'm beginning to think so. I'm really beginning to think so.
Because he normally only messages with me now after when he knows the show, like at 9 o'clock my time or 10 o'clock my time, because he knows then it's safe.
I don't even think that counts as safe with you, whether the show is active or not. It's just not safe at all.
Right.
So I want to tell you about a misleading moment I had this morning. I'm sitting here scrolling all of my, all my wonderful news sites that I come across to bring you all these great stories. And I came across a very misleading thing that I got really excited about. And then I open it up and I read it and I'm just like, really? That was it? That's not impressive. I'm not excited. And I thought you were going to – I'm like, as soon as I seen it, I'm like, holy shit, Farmer's going to love it. It didn't happen. I didn't get that feeling inside of me. Lindsay Vonn explains her crazy shark tattoo.
Is she related to Mo Vonn, the baseball player?
I don't know. But the article reads, title for this article, Lindsay Vonn explains her crazy shark tattoo. And I just got so excited. Right? I started freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. I got to read it.
Where is it? Because I want to poke it. I mean, that didn't come out right.
Here's the funny part about it. The funny part about it is it's also the sad part. The tattoo is on her finger. It's just an outline of a shark on the inside of one of her fingers. Now, yeah, it's kind of stupid and misleading, and I was not excited about that after I read it. It took all of the excitement out. But then at the same time,
right,
I'm like, shark and a finger. Shark gets poked in the eye. Yes! So it kind of worked out a little bit, but still, I'm like, holy shit, yeah! And then I'm like, oh. It's like me on payday, man. I'm like, oh, yes, it's payday! Ah, shit, child support.
Well, you know, if you kept the sausage in the pants, you wouldn't have had that issue.
Well, it stayed wrapped up in the waffle, but then Farmer wouldn't quit biting on it. Well, it just leaks out everywhere.
Hey, you know, I'm sorry. It was pretty damn good.
So I'm going to ask, Farmer, what were you doing in Oklahoma?
The Rice Krispie maker and I just kind of went on the G5 to Oklahoma. Sorry.
Well, I was just wondering. Now, did the
Just remember, the Rice Krispie maker was with me, so watch what you say. You like how I did that, didn't you?
Oh. Well,
there goes that story.
What?
Throw that
so
one
was
away,
she?
B. It's okay.
Was she the one that bailed you out of jail?
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering. And for those of you who don't know, a gentleman who I honestly thought was Farmer at first, just because of the story, the headline on the story, I was like, oh, this is definitely a Farmer story. But it turned out that it wasn't. It was kind of disappointing, but I just rolled with it anyways. Right. Oklahoma man.
Kind of like the shark bee. You know, you got disappointed by the shark, and now you're disappointed that it wasn't me getting arrested in Oklahoma.
Exactly. But Oklahoma man taped adult magazines to his body, claiming he was in survival mode after allegedly challenging former neighbor to a knife fight.
That does sound like something I would do.
It's got a picture of him. He's sitting here. He's got like a discount Santa Claus beard on. And he's got, like, tattoos that look like they're probably about 50 years old. And he's literally got a bunch of adult magazines taped around his abdomen with blue and black tape. And you can see Playboy, you see Triple X on there and everything. I mean, you can tell they're adult magazines. You can't really make out the images, but you can see the Triple X on one. You can see a Playboy upside down. You can see upside down Playboy on the other. So you can tell they're adult magazines.
This guy went into your play trunk and grabbed some magazines. Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, you get them where you get them, you know.
Right.
As long as they don't get damaged, because the ones I've got, man, they're actually worth some money. So as long as they don't
get
damaged,
they're not worth any money with sticky pages, B. Evans. You
he
should know this
well,
by now.
Hey, you know, they don't have to see the pages; they just got to know that the cover's good. It's all that matters, because, you know, once it's sold, it's sold. You buy as is. But this guy literally taped porno mags to his stomach and challenged his neighbor, well, former neighbor, to a knife fight. What the hell is wrong with people, man?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, NASA and wanting to probe Uranus. I don't know either.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That NASA.
Did you notice the picture was
because
a picture of
probing
two
somebody's
blue
balls? Anus? Well, right. But you know, when you're probing somebody's Uranus, you know, there's gonna be some legal ramifications if you don't get consent.
Well, at the same time, I'm also too. If NASA's probing Uranus, why do they have blue balls?
Valid statement. I don't know. Maybe NASA. Maybe Ben Roethlisberger should talk to NASA about probing somebody's Uranus without consent.
You know who don't have blue balls?
Oh, loaded question. But sure, go ahead.
Ric Flair. Remember a while back when we were talking about Ric Flair and his claim to had sex with 10,000 women?
Right.
Well, now he's also saying, on top of the 10,000 women that he's had sex with over his during his career, he has masturbated twice a day. Also, on top of having sex with 10,000 women. Now, if you remember right, I did the math, and we're calling bullshit on this anyways. But yes, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, bullshitting jackass. 10,000 women, that's an awful lot. I mean, And then, you know, and for a good friend of mine that actually hung out and partied with me in Indianapolis when I lived there. I know he's listening right now. What's up, man? I got to say hey to you. But, hell, even he knows that 10,000 women, that's a lot. You know, and
so are you
let's
doing random shout outs to people now. Is that what this show's come to?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, why not? You know, random shout outs. Who you want to give a random shout out to? Give one good shout out, Farmer.
Well, I do that every day for businesses.
Well, yes. Yes, we do that every day. You make a shout out, and then we call the, well, last couple of days you called, I dialed the number and you spoke.
Right. And we didn't even get a courtesy email back from that company that said that they never get a good review.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of crap. I mean, how are you going to sit there and be all excited and be like, oh, hey, that's so cool. It's so nice of you guys. And then not follow through. Assholes, man. They're all assholes.
Yep. Oli, 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 assholes.
So, I just want to say that the Boston Celtics are 10 straight games right now, and Kyrie Irving could not be stopped last night. That guy was killing it. And I know you don't like it, NBA, but I was just going to say it anyways because, you know, this is a sports show, and every once in a while we do like to mention sports on here.
So you're telling me Michael Irvin's brother is doing really well. Okay.
Of course. All right. Here's an honest question for you, Farmer. And this
honest
is
question.
Football related.
Wait,
and
hold
we'll
on.
Even...
Hold on. So an honest question. Does that mean I got to do an honest answer?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes, you do. All right. So football related. San Francisco 49ers. When do you see Jimmy G making his 49er debut?
Won't be this week. Maybe the fall. I think he's just trade bait, in my personal opinion. If he does come in, it'll be week maybe 15, and that type of thing. I don't see Jimmy Snappalopoulos staying as a San Francisco 49er after week 17.
Do you think they're still – do you really think that they're going to be able to find a way to pull Kirk Cousins?
Well, with the mastermind of Mr. Lynch – I can see him already scheming to how he can get Kurt. Can you feel that now, Cousins? And Kurt,
well, I mean,
I still can't feel
he's got to go.
It,
for,
it,
he's
it, got to
go for
okay.
somebody. He's
right.
got to go for somebody, considering the fact that you know he can't get Tom Brady.
Right. And Tom Brady took it as an honor, though. You know, he took it as an honor.
He did. And, you know, well, you know, and didn't he even say that he wouldn't have been surprised if they would have actually, you know, entertained the idea of the trade?
Right. Because then he can come back home. He
right.
come back to the Bay Area.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, we see, and we've talked about this before, where we see a lot of players – you know, they spend a long part of their career with one team. And then they leave, go to another team, and then they retire. And unfortunately, that's what's good. We're experiencing that now with Navarro Bowman. But do you really see Tom Brady spending so many years with the Patriots and then jumping over to San Francisco to wrap up his career, whether he wants to go home or not?
No.
I don't see that happening. Now, like I said, we've seen it a lot of times. I mean, we've seen it with Tom – not Tom Brady, I'm sorry. We've seen it with – we might see it with Tom Brady, you know, but I don't think so. We've seen it with Joe Montana. We've seen it with Peyton Manning, you know, I mean, there's so many quarterbacks, and not just quarterbacks, but so many players in general in multiple sports that spend their entire career with one team and then right at the end go to another, just go to another team, and then they retire.
Right. Brett Favre. Let's not forget the Farber.
Well, I said one team, not five.
Right. I'm sorry, my bad.
And besides, you know, Brett Favre is like, I don't know, man. I can't even say he just went from a team and then retired with another team. Like, that guy was in the league long enough to witness, like, the revolution. Oh, hashtag keyword right here on Radio AFS, the revolution.
Look at you.
It's way too late for this shit. Internet poke. Boop. We are out.
Wait. Should we just end the show?
No. I'm fucking on it, though.
What are you on? Because I don't want it.
Oh, shit. This is funny.
The lack of sleep is definitely getting to you. Or my corny little taglines have definitely got you also.
I think it was the corny little taglines that, you know, just kind of like, you know. Well, it's like yesterday when you're like, your internet poke, and I'm like, boop.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
This is definitely a mellow show, man.
It is.
One of them, you know, it's a Thursday where we usually have our mellow shows yesterday, which I was mellow, and I get that because I was in Walmart. And, you know, we can't always be styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying people every day. We just can't be.
Why not?
Well, because we're human.
Well,
do you have a bomb in the office today? Because I thought I heard a ticking. Yeah, right there.
Nope. No bomb.
Well, maybe there's a bomb in my phone. No.
That's exactly what it is, too. See, they're going to put a bomb in your phone so that, you know, it'll self-destruct. And then they'll be like, but you have insurance. So for an addition with your insurance and an additional $900, you can upgrade to the new phone that actually works.
Right.
It's a pyramid. It's all a scam.
Yeah, B, I agree with you 100%.
Oh, man. This is a calm show.
It is. You know, whose birthday is it today?
You know, I was thinking the same thing. And I was actually in the process of pulling that up when...
Great minds think alike. So... While you're doing that, B, let's, you know, we don't do music enough on this show. Let's find a song and let's, you know who we haven't played for a while.
I got one for you right here. That's the one I was going to play.
Catechize. Yeah, all right.
I was literally at it right here.
Nice.
All right. Well, we will be back right after this. For the City from Catechize featuring Cordell Drake.
Hey, it's your boy, so I'm doing it for the city.
For the city, man.
It's Solara.
Yo, it's Willie B, and I do it for the city.
For the city.
For the city.
For your city.
For my city.
For my city.
For the 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 city.
This is for you.
For the city. For the city.
I will take you everywhere I go, scream your name on every stage.
For the city. For my city.
It's time for us to stand up and put on for the king. So ride with me on this journey. We will make this happen. We will be known. This is for the city.
I said I'm trying to be one of the greatest inside of my city. They say it's a long shot. Well, I'll point at the beat and I'll look through the scopes and I'll load up a clip and I'll murder it on spot. My plan of attack is putting the cane on the map. The rap, they're making an impact and watching these people react. From the South Hill to the North Side, Peaceful Valley out to the Valley, downtown 5 Mile Lincoln Heights, Gary Park, Kendall Yards, Shadow Park, East Side, Logan, Brown's Edition, Hilliard, Garland District, Felony Flats, West Side. No disrespect to any Washington City, but I'ma rep mine silly like Little Dicky does Philly, Lilac City. Put your hands up, 509, stand up. We're kicking and chilling and building relationships and showing our fans love. The way we murder this track, we should've named it Doomsday. We'll cross you up at Hoop Fest and we'll run the track like Bloomsday. No matter where you're from in this beautiful city, just scream Spokane at somebody and we gon' hustle like Nipsey. Let's get it!
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it. They know, now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known, Spokane's my home.
Me, Ferris, Rogers, Easton, West Valley, Lewis, and Clark. NC, Gonzaga, Prep, Mount Spokane, CV, Shadow Park. University, get the worst of me, my city has seen adversity. But certainly, it hurts to see how they hustle and grab for the currency. This track's dope. But my city's already addicted. Bump it and listen while they drive in division. I'm just a man on a mission. I talk about the streets, so just listen. I'm trying to put my city on the map. It's just my vision. I'm from S-P-O-K-A-N-E. We gonna rise and you will see that this right here isn't temporary. This right here's a guarantee. I'm trying to tell you people I'm working. I got that flow, man. Shout out to Willie B. Cause I'm so spoken. You whack MCs are garbage. Feeding you to the metal goat, but if you're not from Spokane, then you probably don't even get the joke. There's some shooters inside of my city, but I ain't talking about basketball. But if you wanna talk sports, we got them Zags. They're ready to cross you all.
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it. They know, now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know. Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
This right here's the journey, and I'm ready for this adventure. But Spokane will never switch up or change up like the weather. You already know that I got soul. My city is proud, so I plot goals. You cannot stop those, and if you try to, don't hit them potholes. It's funny, these haters, they telling me I can't, but I'm from Spo, so I can. I already told you what I was doing, proving my plan. I can take you where it's nice, or maybe where it's rough. You say that you're making that money, but that was a lie. We'll call that green bluff. Do you like sports? We got them Indians, Empire, and the Chiefs. Do you like to swim? Go to the beach. Pick out in the park if you want to eat. Better watch where you're walking. You better discount those thousand steps. Keep everything locked up, cause we got them car thefts. Hey, son, where'd you get that bait? At LQ's Local Legends. Been the homie since day one. This right here's a takeover. Glass alley where it's never sober. I'm tagging like Demico, Devin A. So, Kiro, Cooter, it's over.
I got it tatted so proudly, so rep it. They know, now they know. Original 509 rider, and I ride real low. And they know, now you know.
Take a walk through my city, there ain't no place to lie. We'll cruise the vision up and fly.
Eastern Washington State, where it gets real cold. So cold, I let it be known. Spokane is my home.
Woohoo! That shit's hot. I mean, that's Catechize, straight out of Spokane, Washington, for the city, featuring Cordell Drake, two very awesome artists, great musicians, man. They are everywhere. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook. They're all around. You can check out all their new music and stuff. Catechize is in the process of making a graffiti documentary. Well, it's not just graffiti, but he's actually working on putting together like a documentary video. And so definitely want to keep up on him. Like I said, Facebook and Facebook, Twitter. I think he's got Instagram, YouTube, and everything. You can keep up on these artists. And catch what they're doing, all their new music that keeps coming out and everything. Then once again, that's Catechize and Cordell Drake.
Most definitely, B. Evans. It's all about homegrown and local people.
Well, I know when it comes to you, it's all about homegrown.
Isn't that the truth, B?
Oh, shit. So, once again, if y'all didn't hear, me and Farmer are having an off day today. And so, if you guys would like to call and lighten us up a little bit, flip that light switch for us, and have some fun and fuckery, make sure to do so. Call that number. Pick up your phone and push those buttons. 646-668-8467. And help us brighten up this show a little bit, because we are out of...
Exactly.
You know why?
Definitely turn this ship around for us.
Yes, call in and turn this frown upside down, damn it. Yes, I really just said that.
Yes, that you did, B.
Oh, shit. I really just said that. But, yeah, man. Whew.
What a
day,
man. This is a messed up kind of show.
It is. I told you, man, I'm just out of it. I'm, you know, it was
long night.
Well,
yeah,
so, federal courts unsealed a series of indictments on Wednesday against several NCAA basketball coaches, and you're going to love this part, Adidas executive that further revealed a pay-to-play culture in college basketball.
Oh, look at that. Adidas is always in on that.
I thought you'd like that. And, of course, once again, Rick Pitino, he's in the news for some more shit because documents are suggesting that he knew of the bribery scheme.
Huh.
The indictment says that Dawkins, Christian Dawkins, asked Pitino to call indicted Adidas executive Jim Gatto and asked the company to pay out $100,000 requested by the family of a top basketball recruit.
That's just crazy, B, that they're paying these people off, you know, to come to their school.
Yep. You know, you remember back when it was like, you know, oh, hey, you're really good. We want you to come to our school because we can offer a top-notch education. And we can, you know, we've sent these people to the, you know, to the pros, and, you know, this is what we can do for you. And you went based on skill.
Well, yeah, it's definitely all about the skill, B.
Now, it should be, but now it's not. Now, well, I mean, it is to, you know, got to have that skill to make money. You know, it's kind of like, should the college basketball players start getting paid a salary? Fuck no, they're in school. Their salary is an education. That's what they get to learn. That's what they get paid. You know, they're in there on, a lot of these players are in on free scholarships to, you know, to be able to play ball and get an education. That's your salary. You're getting paid to play ball, and your paycheck is an education, a degree from college for free. Because you are good at playing the sport or the instrument that you play. And so, therefore, we'll let you get that opportunity. That's your payment right there. Suck it up, Buttercup. Now, with that being said, we have a caller. Are you ready?
All right, B. Bring him on.
All righty. Good morning, Trucker JJ.
Good morning, Kappa Sports, and morning, Kappa Sports listenership. What's happening, y'all? All that, huh?
Oh, well, I was waiting for Farmer to jump in there real quick and get all excited with Trucker JJ. He's out of it today.
Yeah, well, he's pissed off, but I haven't sent him his coffee yet. Sorry about that. It's been a rough couple of weekends. And not in a good way. But, anyway. All right.
Farmer, are you there?
I thought I'd... You with us, Farmer? He went to get coffee.
He might have went to get coffee. So until Farmer returns, how's it going, JJ?
Hey, not bad. I was scrolling through my Facebook feed this morning, and I saw something that, you know, I had to click on, and I clicked on it. And what it was Jerry Jones was going to be suing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm like, you have my attention. And then I clicked the link, and it was from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which adds a little bit of, you know, normal newspaper. And what it is, he's not really suing the Pittsburgh Steelers per se, but in the group of the committee to extend Roger Goodell's contract. And I'm like, what? Where I'm going with this is Roger Goodell is a lot like Hillary Clinton. You can't find anybody to name one positive thing that they have achieved other than make a bunch of money. Now, why are they even having a committee to extend his contract? Now, Jerry Jones is all butthurt because Ezekiel Elliott got suspended for something for a crime he's not been convicted of, not even been charged with. Now, why does that sound familiar to Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Oh, yeah. Ben Roethlisberger a few years ago. Not convicted, not even charged. Now, and then he got suspended for four-game suspension. Went from 6 to 4. That's what it was. Now,
wait a minute.
Hold
the phone.
All right.
Is this the Trucker JJ phone call now? JJ.
Yep.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Hey, we thought you went out for coffee. We weren't sure if we lost you or what happened to you.
Well, no, I'm sorry. You know, corporate kind of pulled me away, and I needed to answer their phone call, even though they know that I'm here on the radio. They're kind of greedy little bastards. So
I thought he was trying to pull those adult magazines off of his body so that he could get to work later. Didn't want to have a hustler strapped across your left nipple there while you was on the clock, did you?
Well, he's the hell out of having a playgirl strapped to his left nipple, so I guess this is probably a step up.
Hey, you never know what Farmer's got going on there.
Oh, ain't that the truth.
Okay. Well, Farmer, you caught up, or you didn't even start from the beginning?
No, no. I had 1 year in listening to you guys,
okay,
and 1 year listening to corporate, and yeah.
Yeah, all this early in the morning. I understand it's earlier than it is here, so okay, we got you.
Right, So speaking of...
There ain't no rest for the wicked.
Coffee. Right. Speaking of Farmer's Wawa coffee, when should I be expecting this?
Right after I ship it. I haven't gotten it shipped yet. I've got it set up and out of the way and out of harm's way. Basically out of my beautiful lady love's way, so that way she doesn't make up a few more coffee. Or beer coffee.
Make sure that B. Evans feller, doesn't come over and steal it either.
Yeah, well, that too. But, anywho, the case, that was where I was going with the call, and when I saw that, I'm like, when I first clicked on it, I'm like, okay, it's a bunch of nonsense, right? It's Facebook. So I saw Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I'm like, huh? And then I'm thinking, there's a committee to extend Roger Goodall's contract? I mean, get voted. I mean, I'll just send update my resume and send it that way. Can't do any worse. And like I mentioned, there are no good things that anybody could point to said, you know, Goodell done this, and it was a good thing for the league. I mean, you listen to Al Jazeera, it's about steroid accusations. I mean, and of course, yeah, none of them have ever tested positive. There's about 4 or 5 of them. And if anything else, he's put the no fun into the no fun league. And then, of course, violating his own rules with the national anthem, letting these little punks kneel crap. So, and its viewership is down big time. So, we're going to extend this guy's contract? I mean, are you serious? That's like firing Tom Brady and say, hey, let's bring in Romo. You know, just don't.
No, JJ, no. You know, that would be like firing Tom Brady and putting in Colin Kaepernick. You know, Tony Romo is definitely better than Colin Kaepernick. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, bad. I didn't think they wanted to go that bad. His last game was against the Bears, unless I'm wrong. And I never have double-checked that, but I'm pretty sure it was. And it's like 20-something quarterback rating. I didn't opt out of a year of your contract and bitch because you can't get another job. Well, guess what? Because your last game sucked. That's the old adage. You are as good as your last game, and yours sucked. Now, it wasn't all his fault. In the sport of football, at all levels, quarterback throws gets both too much of the glory when they win, because I haven't seen too many quarterbacks play defense or special teams, and too much crap when they lose. That's true. But you opted out of your contract. Congratulations, you're a free agent. Hey, nobody wants you. Nobody wants your baggage. And nobody wants to look at the game film of your last game where you suck. And I think I'm done ranting on that one for the moment, but I wanted to get your guys' input on it or any other of the listenership who wanted to call in and give me your thoughts on the subject.
Look at him. Look at him. He knows how this thing works.
Absolutely.
I know. He's definitely driving the bus today. Thank you, JJ.
Hey,
that's
it's
a short bus, but he's driving.
That's my people right there. I have select people that I let on my bus.
Well, somebody's got to drive it because I'm in the booster seat and Farmer's sitting on the hood of the bus licking on the windshield wipers while they're going back and forth.
That's all right. We put chocolate icing on there a while ago, so you're good to go. He's going to be high here in a minute.
Man, I knew Trucker JJ loved me. I knew he loved me.
That's it.
CB, he loved me.
Absolutely. So, which you guys are more
well-versed
on sports in general and NFL than I am. So
well, I don't know about that.
All right, but on this one, can anybody – name one good positive thing to the NFL that Goodall has done. It was funny. Last year, during the election, Jesse Waters and his Waters World thing was going out asking people what Hillary Clinton's greatest accomplishment was. There was more crickets there than in Yellowstone Park, okay? Now,
right.
So, here we are with Goodall. They have a committee, and Rooney's on it. The owner of the Texans, the Chiefs, and that was like five or six of them, I believe. And the only thing Skipper can bring to the table is the fact that they don't have to go out and interview for somebody else to do it. That would be about the only thing I can think of. Because he's made no positive changes. Concussion protocols are a good thing. I don't really think he spearheaded that. I do think he signed off on it. I could be mistaken on that. And the fact that for years, concussions were not even reported. Mike Webster comes to mind on that one. And Antoine Randall L., he also was a former Steeler. And he's all messed up because of concussions. Again, I don't think any of his were ever reported, but I could be wrong on that. Because I'm not going to say it here and tell you all I know everything, and I don't. I'm just going what they're saying now. So, anybody have anything good that Roger Goodell has done for the NFL? Call
and
in.
Once again,
it's a number.
We need audio
it's on the screen. Call in to Morning Cup of Sports. Area code 646-668-8467 and give us your thoughts.
He got it.
How much? I want to do a dollar's number all the time. Where's crazy?
Hey, Farmer. Hey, Farmer.
No, corporate called him. They're like, who is this guy? Why is he on the radio?
He did. He disappeared from us again.
Yeah,
are you with us, Farmer?
Blame corporate. We're calling him up.
Ah.
All right, P.
Oh, hey, he's
no,
back.
No, no, no,
he's
no,
back.
No, he's here. He's here somewhere, I think. I don't know. Distraction day. It's okay.
You know, I'm sitting here looking because you had asked a question earlier. Now,
right.
I do know that it was confirmed that Big Buck Bill is available to call in here soon. But he's on his way, trying to get where he can be to make a phone call. So we're waiting on that. But, you know, you had asked me whose birthdays are today.
Right. Oh, shit.
Now.
All right. By the way, I'm at the Coke plant, so I may have to go instantaneously, immediately. But as of right now, we're good to go.
Oh, well, as of right now. So here we go. I'm going to give you, Farmer, I'm going to give you two options to choose from that we can let Trucker JJ sing happy birthday to.
Okay.
Now,
I like
the
it.
The first one, we know from the past conversations we've had with Trucker JJ, he is a wrestling fan. And
yep.
It just happens to be Chris Jericho's birthday. You know, the Ayatollah of rock and roller, Y2J, Chris
right.
Jericho.
Right?
It is also the birthday of TV Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno.
Oh. You mean it's not just miraculously Hillary Clinton's birthday again?
No, it's not.
Okay. Let's go with, you know, B, this is why people are afraid to call into our show now. You know that, right?
Oh, that's all right, because I got something great for Big Buck Bill if he calls in.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So, since I know that Trucker JJ likes wrestling, I'm going to have him sing a happy birthday to the YTJ.
Okay. You're right.
Now, wait. Does he have to – let's make it interesting. He has to sing happy birthday to Y2J in the form of one of the ring announcers.
I was thinking, B, now you got creative mind juices flowing. I think he needs to sing happy birthday to Y2J like the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Shit. Yeah, no pressure.
All right. Oh man!
No
all right.
Whatsoever,
so,
JJ.
Mr. JJ, here we go.
Happy birthday, Y2J! Woo! Happy birthday, Y2J! Woo! Happy birthday, Chris Jericho! Every time you got your ass kicked, you ran like a scalded dog that good old JR is talking about. Happy birthday, Chris Jericho! And, well, is he still in? Last time I saw him, he kind of got himself one of those little Roman haircuts and was kissing Stephanie McMahon's ass after he had the best cracks on her ever. And you gotta say one more thing to Mr. Y2J. Would you please shut the hell up? Woo! Okay, that's all I got on that.
All right, okay.
So,
I'll work with
now, that. Now, Trucker JJ, we have someone to introduce you to. That you have not met yet.
Oh, no. Oh,
Oh, yes.
He's here?
He is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Trucker JJ, Farmer, keep your pants on for Big Buck Bill. What's going on, Big Buck Bill?
Good morning. This is Big Buck Bill. Whose Russian is it?
Hold the phone there. For a minute, I thought fucking Goofy called in. I was confused.
This is the big one. This is the big one.
It's the big one, all right.
Now, Farmer, Big Buck Bill was our guest on the show yesterday. He happened to come out of nowhere.
No, 2 days ago.
Oh, yes, 2 days ago. I apologize. And, right. We didn't have him do...
Hold on, B. We had the imposter Big Buck Bill yesterday.
Yes, the imposter Big Buck Bill.
What? Y'all had an imposter of Big Buck Bill?
I don't know, Big Buck Bill, you sound like fucking Goofy today, but hey, Big Buck Bill's different.
Now, here's my thing with this, Farmer. The Big Buck Bill that we know, the real Big Buck Bill, would be able to be and be willing to do a happy birthday song. What do you think?
Yes, I would agree with you on this one.
All right. So, Big Buck Bill, what do you say, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, then it's your lucky day, buddy. Because today happens to be Cisco's birthday, and you get to sing happy birthday to Cisco in the form of the Thong Song. So let's cue those minions so you can get those words ready, and let's hear it right after this. Beginning to think we should change the name of the show from Morning Cup of Sports to just Morning Fuckery.
Hold on. I got somebody that wants to talk to y'all. Hold on.
All right.
Big T.
Yeah.
Come here. I got two guys that want to talk to y'all.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's up, Big
what's
T?
Hey.
What's going on? Who was that? Who y'all was just talking to?
Big Buck Bill, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I like Big Buck Bill.
Hey, Big Buck Bill. Yeah, he was sitting over there chilling. He wouldn't talk to y'all for a second. What's going on?
Right. But Big Buck Bill kind of sounded a little goofy today. He sounded like Goofy, but he's still Big Buck Bill.
He probably just waking up.
Now, right. Farmer. You know, we do have Big T on the show, and there is one more big-time birthday today.
Oh, there is.
There is.
All right.
Now,
who is it?
Well, Big T, are you looking forward to singing Happy Birthday today?
Yeah, I can sing Happy Birthday. We'll sing Happy Birthday, too.
All right. Well, your song is going to be dedicated to Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees. And you get to sing it in the form of I Do. Now, without further ado.
Happy birthday, I do. And don't. Happy birthday, I do. And don't. Happy birthday, Nick Lachey. You are the one going with Britney Spears. Oh, it was the other girl. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I don't know the lyrics to your song, but I saw it on MTV back in the days. Down, you know, Happy birthday to you.
we definitely took the wrong turn at Albuquerque, I think.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we
took the wrong turn to Albuquerque with me. I know what I do, but I don't know what I don't or what is.
No,
right. I don't know the song, so you did better than what I would have done. Or I don't know.
Farmer.
Well done, Big T.
Farmer, would you like to add one more twist to the show today? Because I've got something interesting in mind.
Sure.
Well, I was thinking, you know, Farmer likes to get into the mobile command center. Farmer likes to get into the mobile command center. And you find a business, and we like to make that phone call, right?
We do, yes.
Now, I was thinking we have two gentlemen on the phone, which significantly, there's, you know, coincidentally, there's two sides to a coin. So I'm thinking, if you're thinking, you find the business, we flip that coin, and we let one of those gentlemen make that call.
Oh, looky here. The mobile command center is definitely a little wet today. So we're still looking for the business of my pleasure.
The business of your pleasure, huh?
Do we want to call the Washington State Patrol because that's a business, right? Let's not say we did, gentlemen.
Say that again. The Washington State Patrol?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, what's your license plate number?
I'm a long way away.
No.
It's Alabama BR549.
There it is. No. I love our boys in blue. They do an awesome job. So, no. That is non-fuckery I'm going to do. Because they got traceage on phone calls, and I don't know where this was going to come up from. So, no. Uh-uh. Not happening today.
No bail money.
Yeah. Does Big Buck Bill got bail money?
Big Buck Bill don't have bail money. He got child support.
I guess with a name called Big Buck, you know, and Bill, I would expect him to have a child.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Portable Northwest Roofing, Siding, and Windows. That sounds like fun. What do you say, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
No. That's more like a chuck in a truck.
Well,
I am on I-90 right now, and there is not a single business riding on I-90 right now.
So, then let's do it this way, Farmer. Give me two words. Two random words we're going to search and see what pops up.
Oh, Green. Search up Green in Spokane, Washington. I was all involved, and I couldn't get their phone number.
Now, spell that for me. You said Queen what?
No, Clean. C-L-E-A-N, Green. G-R-E-E-N. Clean Green. I want to know what this is all about.
Well, I'm looking it up right now.
Oh. All right. So, Big D, how's the show lining up for this Sunday?
All right. This Sunday, Stream Sports with your boy Big T. I got a special guest coming on, Toby Moore for True Blends Barbershop. He's a guy that developed his own, you know, he came from a bunch of, you know, just an average kid to own his own barbershop young. He got his son working with him. He's a big LeBron James fan, so we'll go in about that also.
Oh, I
want to
call
into
that
one. Yeah, talk about what the things he's doing in life for himself now, how he changed his life and things like that. So that was coming up. Then we got some special guest. We're going into LeBron James, baby LeBron mode, and let him talk about his little boy LeBron James.
Is Big Buck Bill going to make an appearance?
He will make a special. He will do a little ad to introduce Big T this week.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, so he will introduce Big T. He will show his face.
I like it. All right, there, B. Evans, did you find Clean Green?
I did, and it's organic farming.
Oh.
Okay, I gotta ask, what is inorganic farming?
What's that now?
What's inorganic farming?
JJ, you just won the coin toss. You get to talk to Clean Green. Where you can say that you heard their name and phone number on Radio AFS Cup of Sports, and you're curious about what Clean Green is.
Yeah, you better leave me up out of this, or this could go bad quick. Okay.
Exactly.
This just sounds like
all
a...
Right,
B, this has,
give him a call.
Exactly.
This
that
sounds
is
like
why
a,
we
an EPA,
do it.
That EPA regulation just gone wild.
Well, let's be honest, Organic is not just, it's just weird to even say organic, so.
I mean,
sounds,
yeah.
Hey, JJ, let's get JJ fired up. It sounds like something a Democrat would say. Now you ready to make that call?
Wow.
Somebody's trying to me in on things here.
I think this was a Hillary Clinton product right now. This is a Hillary Clinton product.
Why does that not surprise me?
Here you go, JJ.
To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded.
Yes, record us.
How can I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. Are you all having fun with your website? I'm calling for Morning Cup of Sports, and your name came up at the top of the conversation. And we had a few questions, so we went to your website. We couldn't get it to work. Do you have any problems with your website?
Give me one second, okay?
Thank you.
And you're calling from where again?
Right now, I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. All
right, give me one second.
Okay. Bad thing about being a truck driver, my location keeps changing. I can't remember where the hell I am. And you heard it on Radio AFS.
Yes. Morning Cup of Sports.
Hello, thank you for holding. So everything's fine.
Okay, great. We're kind of curious about organic farming, and it wouldn't farming by definition be organic? Or am
I'm
I missing
sorry?
Something? We were questioning organic farming. It came up on the Morning Cup of Sports on the AFS Network. And the thing is, wouldn't farming be considered organic, or is there another process that would make it organic farming?
I'm not so sure.
Me neither, man. That's why we called. That's why we went to the website, couldn't get the website to work. That could very well be my tablet. So I don't mean
yes,
to,
this is
website.
From Mary Mays for cleaning services.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, we dialed the wrong number, but you have a nice
yes.
day, ma'am.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We were calling up an organic farming place. What the hell was that?
Well,
woo! I mean, generally, you call a business and they'll say this is, and then the name of the business. We should have didn't really say it unless you just beeped it out. I didn't get it.
Wow!
I know, an organic farming place.
Well, let's be clear here. There is a okay, and I see where we went wrong here because there's a clean green. Organic farming, but there's also a green clean Mary Maids where they apparently are happy cleaners. They clean merrily.
Yeah.
Sounds like
so you call,
a bad
you call
start.
Mary Maids. Yeah.
It sounds like a bad start to a Pornhub video, let's be honest.
There you go.
Oh, that's what we should have asked them.
Well, you kind of gave Trucker JJ the bum steer.
Well, it was it's an understandable. I mean, I could screenshot this for you and send it to you and show you.
It's all good. I figure we're gonna prank phone call somebody. I guess that will work.
Right.
No charges were filed, so I guess we're good.
So. Farmer, have we
so
come across eight. Anything interesting yet?
No.
Okay, well, Big T, I got a question for you.
You're a
sports guy. Here was my question. From your perspective or anything that you've heard or heard anybody say, what good thing has Robert Goodall brought to the NFL?
Who?
Robert Goodall, the NFL commissioner. What good thing has he done for the NFL? That's okay. All right, great. I just wanted to make sure.
Paul Tegelman was probably one of the best commissioners that I'd known since in the NFL.
Okay, I would not disagree with that at all. It you know when I was growing up, it was Pete Rozelle and. Again,
yeah,
he seemed to just be spearheading things, but nothing that you would really say that Rozelle done this or nothing. In a lot of things, there was some of the major rule changes that came under Tagliabue. You can say, yeah, Tagliabue done that. But Goodall, yeah, no. Well, the thing is, I wasn't sure if you caught this earlier, that Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, is wanting to sue various owners of the NFL. They've started a committee to extend his contract. And I'm like, why? And one of them, the Chiefs is one of them, I know the Texans is one of them, and the Pittsburgh Steelers is one of them. And I'm like, hey, sue away, because, you know, if he hasn't done anything good, viewership's down. You know, if it was something a coach had done and viewership was down for that particular team, that guy'd be gone before midseason. That'd be a fair assessment. Okay. All right. Just wanted your opinion on that.
Well, I could tell you about that. The Dallas Cowgirls is suing Roger Goodell because he's not getting his way. He's got his lips poked out because he wants to suspend Ezekiel Elliott. That's the only reason. Ben Roethlisberger got suspended. The great Greek Tom Brady got suspended. So, because it's your guy and he's getting suspended and you got the power because you Jerry Jones. That's the only reason he don't want to give him a new extension in the contract, his contract, and he wants to get him gone because he's not getting his way. He wants to be the leader of what I say goes or else. And because he's not pushing for the players to stand up and for the national anthem and do what he say, I got to be the boss kind of thing. If you're not doing what I say, I want you gone. That's the whole reason. Because his guy.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Because when Ben Roethlisberger got suspended, Tom Brady got suspended, he didn't say nothing. So now
right. His
guy.
Now here's the thing: Roethlisberger and Ezekiel Elliott fit in the same category on this. No charges filed, no convictions.
Yeah.
Okay. Now with the Brady suspension, the Ravens knew the balls weren't at the right weight. And they called up the Colts, and the Colts knew it. And they had a legitimate complaint there. Now, of course, based on the score of the Colts-Patriots game, I don't give a damn what they were weighing. They got their asses kicked, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a close game. If it was a close game, I would have been more apt to, like, okay, and it was like a winning drive, like you thought you were, like, Montana to Clark at the end zone type of thing. That would have been, okay, a legitimate complaint. But I agree completely with what you're saying. It's his guy now, so now Goodall's got to go. But I just wanted to, you know, actually your opinion on that. And thank you very much. All right. We can get back
no
to full fuckery if y'all want to now, unless you all want to talk sports.
Well, hey! Hey, B, this just became the Trucker JJ and Big D show, I think.
Did we take over?
Well, I guess it just seemed like we did. Well, let's say I'm going to call into your show, but your show happens to fall into time when I'm getting things together. So if I can get to probably next month when paperless logs are required and mandated, I'll be up and rolling. I may call into your show. We can take over your show. I'm digging.
Sounds like a plan to me, because we've got to get back to the fuckery, because I think Big T pulled a douchebag move when he started talking about sports on a morning sports show. Why would you do such a thing on our fuckery show, sir? So with that being said,
what?
I think the other side of the coin has been flipped.
I agree.
Okay.
Oh, Farmer was dead serious. He's like, I agree. I agree completely. Big T, I'm not going to tell you who you're calling until the phone starts ringing.
Hey, let's do it.
All right, sir, here we go. You're calling
Summer's Eve Consumer Care Center. This call
Summer's
may be recorded
Eve.
For quality and training purposes. Please make a selection from the following
feminine
options.
Hygiene
press 1 if you have experienced an adverse event or reaction. Press 2 if you have a concern or a complaint. Press 3 if you are calling about coupons or sample requests. Press 4 if you are calling about where to buy information. Press 5 for general inquiries or other questions. Please press star to repeat this message. Press pound to return to the previous menu or hang up to end this call. Thank you for calling the Summer's Eve Consumer Care Center.
Talk about disappointment. Man.
Oh
yeah.
Well, B.
He was
going to
call
well,
the
B.
Summer's Eve Feminine Hygiene Product Company.
Oh, I will take care of it. No problem.
Right. Well, guys, well, Trucker JJ, Big T, thank you for livening up your morning cup of sports, because B. Evans and Farmer were definitely on the rag this morning, and we needed some Summer's Eve. So you guys were definitely our Summer's Eve, and we appreciate you. Check out Big T, the introduction of Big Buck Bill this Sunday. And, again, you guys, we appreciate you. We appreciate you livening up the show, waking up the farmer, waking up the B. Evans. You guys have a good day.
You too, Big Buck Bill said good night.
Ah, good night, Big Buck Bill. I love you.
Let me do this real quick. We livened up the show. We should talk douchebags. Is that where we are?
Exactly.
All right. Y'all have a good one. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Later, JJ.
Later, bye, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Fucking Big Buck Bill sounds like Pluto today. I don't know what that's all about, but hey. Good night. Anyway, B, you know what time it is. What time is it?
It's way too late for this shit.
I concur with that statement. As always, it is way too early for this shit. And here's your radio AFS. What, B. Evans?
Poke me!
Poke me, baby!